And that's why we've really spent a lot of time since last fall working with producers individually or in small groups or in large settings, talking about the intricacies of the programs, sharing the web-based decision aids that we've developed with land-grant universities, asking commodity groups to hold meetings on our behalf, working with Farm Bureau chapters and other farm advocacy organizations. I think to date, nearly 5,000 meetings have been held around the country, either by FSA or by commodity groups or by other parties to talk about ARC and PLC. They represent different changes from the last farm bill, and so we've wanted to make sure that farmers have as much access to good information about these programs so that they can make good, well-informed decisions.
Now, if no changes are made to yield history or base acres by March 31st, the farm's current yield and base will be used. A program choice of ARC or PLC coverage also must be made by that date, or there will be no 2014 payments for the farm, and the farm will default to PLC coverage through the 2018 crop year. If you'd like more information, just contact your local FSA office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.